Yo. Can you hear me? You listening to
Hashtag WAW. What a week. What a week.
Okay, so we're good. Okay. Eita, welcome to another edition of Wow, What a Week. Our guest this week, I've been a fan of his work for the longest time. I was reposting his singing videos like years ago. Little did I know that he's also quite the talent on stage and in front of the camera. In fact, his life story reads like an epic movie script. Before we do that, let's go to the movies. Get more for less with Sterkin & Co's epic bundle deal and enjoy the big screen magic for just R149.90. A 2D or 3D movie ticket for the latest blockbusters plus regular popcorn plus regular drink for just R149.90. Surely that sounds like a steal. Enjoy the latest blockbuster releases in the best way in a Sterkin & Co cinema with big screen, best sound quality and comfy seats. Be on the lookout for The Wild Robot, that came out on the 20th of September. Transformers 1, releasing today, 27th of September. Joker, Folie à Deux, releasing 4th October. This amazing deal is exclusive to SK Club members only. Online redemption only, and the deal is available Monday to Thursday until the 31st of October, 2024. Terms and conditions obviously apply. Let our movie begin.
This is
Wow!
What a week.
What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can hear, he sings all the time. When he walked in here, he was humming a tune. He went to the bathroom, he was humming a tune. Guys, they don't call him a gift for nothing. They don't call you Sipho when you don't have a gift. Please, make some noise for Sipho Nicholas Nick Soul Guna.
Yo, what's up, brother?
My dude, how are you doing?
I'm blessed, man. How are you?
No, I'm good, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Been a fan of your work for the longest time. I think I've been a bigger fan of your voice than I have of your acting, because I've been exposed to more of your voice than I have of your acting.
And that's crazy, because there's a few people that can say that. Oh, but obviously you and the music.
Absolutely.
I get it. Yeah.
No. I think also because I don't watch a lot of TV.
For sure.
Like, I don't watch a lot of TV.
Mm.
You know, unless there's something epic, like if Jesus is coming back, I'll be there. You know what I mean? And I'm sure you'll be there on stage singing there.
Like a tune.
Welcome to Wow What a Week, my dude.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Tell us about your week. How's your week been this week?
My week.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot going on. I've got my album Timeless coming out on the 22nd of November.
Yes, sir.
So I feel like I'm running in and out of one place to another.
Yeah.
You know, with the great stuff and also just like the lows, you know, of just having to sit on your own and go, God. You know, it's a lot. It takes a lot. The music industry is a lot. And obviously things have changed.
Yeah.
But then this week has been kind of hard in running in and out of things having to be present.
And then in terms of camera, what have you been working on this week?
I'm shooting The Legacy Generations.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I'm on my final season there.
And how does that feel?
It's fun. I mean, it's great. The show has so much history.
Yeah.
You know, the likes of Mr. Vusi Gunene, Rapulana, Sister Connie Ferguson. So sometimes I think it's great to know that you're stepping on a floor that a lot of legends and people, you know, that have stepped on.
Yes, sir.
With all that beautiful history the place has. Yeah.
So did you go in there knowing that this is your final, like...
No, not really. I stepped in there kind of, you know, like, okay, here's a character coming in.
Sure.
Yeah, but with us having to sense in terms of where we're going with Nick Soul now, you know, and everybody's always just hearing me, like, where's the music?
Absolutely.
Like, you're wasting your time. And for me, it's difficult to, because you have to take it in, being an actor and a singer at the same time is difficult, you know? But sometimes you must sit back and say, God, what really is the purpose? And because you can't keep hiding with this and that. I'm good at acting and I love acting.
No, dude, you kick ass.
I respect acting.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a part of me that the world doesn't know.
Yes.
And I don't want later on to go, oh my God.
And we can't just depend on viral videos on TikTok.
Yeah,
we want an album.
Gunini, Maggie Mike is singing for people. You know, people want to know, like, dude, are you playing or are you serious?
Absolutely.
And, yeah, my first album, Therapy, came out, went to the Summer Awards for it. Didn't market it because I thought, let me just let people get it.
Sure.
Now for me it's important because this album is going to change my life and a lot of people's lives too. Yeah.
Now when you look at the chapter about to close with the work you're doing on Generation, the legacy, how does, do you have a sense of, I've walked it and I understand, or is there sadness about the fact that there's a door about to close?
Both ways. I've stepped on that set, I think, for me, because I'd already been with Skeem Saam and Seven Dolan.
Yes.
So Generations felt like a flaw I understood and I knew professionally.
Sure.
I stepped in, ran with it.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, when I look back, I'm asking myself, Nick, was there anything else that you could have done? And I think, no. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because there was no new learning for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I think what's sad is working with Refilwe and Samela. Those women have been so like tender and good with me, you know?
Yes.
And they've reminded me every day how good I am. Then they reminded me every day how protective they are. And it's their love every day and support that have made this character become, you know, who he is. Yeah.
And you know, support from your peers often is actually very underrated.
Yeah.
But when you know that the people you work with rate you and they appreciate your talent, it hits differently to when fans do it.
Yeah.
Because it's respect from people I'm with every day.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the fact that you appreciate the work that they've been doing behind the scenes,
for sure,
on making you feel like I'm doing something worthwhile here, that's an incredible feeling.
No, I think it's great.
Yeah.
And it's a blessing, really. It's a blessing every day. Rapulana is also great, you know, because he just returned as well. Mr. Vusigunene is also great.
Yeah.
He just returned as well. But I think for me as an actor, also I'm at a place where it's time that I choose the things that I want to do.
Sure.
You know, because with these small screen productions, there's always rules around the technical and what you can or not.
Yes.
So I kind of miss the days of The Lion King, you know.
You're a stage
and
guy.
And the Phantom of the Opera.
But often when you are larger than life, such as you are, the stage is home.
Yeah.
Because that's where you can be larger than life.
Yes, of course.
You know what I mean? Because camera needs you to respect
face fresh.
Respect the technical side of it.
Of course.
You know what I mean? But when you're doing Phantom of the Opera, the world must know. You must sing like like you're in a stadium. You must perform like you're in a stadium.
So I guess I'm privileged now. Now to say the grace of God has helped me to do it all. You know what I mean? And also we are in a space where soapies are slowly, you know, exiting, you know, the television space. I have done it all in terms of soap operas. Now let's see what else is out there.
Sure.
But my voice, my legacy, my story, my heart.
Sir. Yes.
You know, there's a lot to say.
Your story on your terms.
Yes.
And that's what music allows you to
do. Yes, sir.
Now, you know, speaking of doors closing and season ending, when they said Seva Dilan is on his way out, were you told at work or did you find out somewhere else? Do you remember exactly where you were when you were told this door is closing?
So the story of Seven Dolan is very interesting because I remember I was talking to a friend of mine.
Sure.
Because I did 4 years of that show.
Yeah.
Not understanding Afrikaans at all.
Yes, sir.
So just learning from the translations. We had a kissing scene with Karina Nell.
You guys broke
that everybody's
TV and the internet with that kiss.
I always say
In fact, I'm going to ask you as a black uncle. So Mfana Wam, was that the first time you're kissing a white girl?
And my answer is absolutely not. Because in London, I was 22 when I was in Europe.
Oh, yes.
So I had a lot of fun.
I'm sure you did.
I had a lot of interesting stories there.
I'm sure you left a little colored community there in England.
I would know, number one, and number two, I'm so strong about being a present father, you know.
Yes.
I don't have kids yet.
Yes, sir.
Only for that reason. I want to have kids when I'm ready.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important to be present.
Absolutely.
You know, especially for us black men. But anyway, the story of Seven Dolan, I left a year before they closed. And I remember when I left, it was the hardest thing because I was on the phone with my agent, and she was like, it's time to move on.
Mm.
There's more to give.
Mm.
And I was like, nah, you know, now we could just do one more year, you know?
Mm.
And then when we actually signed and agreed that we're leaving, a friend of mine was driving me. It was 5Ks outside the gate of Sasani Studios when I got the call.
Mm.
And they say, oh, by the way, now you're going to be working with us on Generations The Legacy.
Oh, wow.
It was 5 kilometers away from the previous space.
Oh, wow.
When I left The Lion King, which was on my own terms,
yes,
I came back here and did amazing things.
Yeah.
So I always feel like whenever it's time to break something and journey, even though it's hard, the grace of God has always covered me.
Mm.
And I don't know what might happen when I leave here or next week, but I'm always so open for, you know, for every incredible thing to happen that I feel like I deserve.
And you know that a lot of us hang on to things because we're scared of, I don't know what's next.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're saying, often there's no next because you haven't closed this door here. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
I firmly believe often God waits for you to finish.
For sure.
Before he can say, here's more.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But often we're so scared of a scarcity that if I close this door, what's next? I'm going to starve.
Mm-hmm.
Often, bro, God is ready for your next move. He's just waiting for you to be ready.
Isn't it a human thing though, Fresh? Like it's, and I think maybe for those who tap spiritually into praying and meditating, whatever you're into.
Yes, sir.
Like if God has taken me waste, if I've been to Europe and America and all over the world, and I've been given the platforms I've been given by the grace of God to me being here, like why would I then now go, I'm so scared.
Exactly.
You know, for me, it almost feels like I'm looking at God and going, you did great things, but now you can't anymore.
Yeah, you brought me this far, but now I don't trust you now.
Yeah, and in fact, if you want to close that door,
and
even for those people out there who feels like their doors have been closed,
you
know, sometimes it's okay if you have to use the window to jump out when you feel like it's tough, then use the window.
Mm.
But for me, as Nicholas Nguna, I fear absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I'm excited about my future, and I'm always so, you know, so open to anything happening at any time.
Yes, sir.
Because the God that I serve is very faithful and amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dealing with the pressure of being on an Afrikaans TV show, because unfortunately, a lot of people's mindsets haven't changed in 30 years. How did you navigate that crocodile-infested water of race relations on TV?
Yeah.
Cross-cultural kisses on TV?
Yeah. I want to say to Karina Nell, shout out to Karina Nell, who has been so kind, because sometimes it's kind of hard.
Sure.
Because you could have a co-actor who's difficult.
Yeah.
You know, you understand that we live in this country where, you know, we've had friends in varsity, you know, that are of a different color. And then you, when you look back, you're like, oh, that wasn't real. You know,
absolutely.
We face that every day in corporate, in our working spaces.
Yes.
Karina Nell was lovely, and I wish her all the best. And congrats, by the way, Karina Nell. Because you've put it out there that you have a second child. So I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
She was lovely first. And I always say to her, hey, they had to choose the darkest guy to play against. I don't think that's easy for people who are racist. Maybe if it was light skinned.
Also, like, oh, no, sis, no. This is unchristian, eh?
Like, this guy is so dark. Like, can you give us a chance?
Like, they gave you, like, the darkest darky, eh? Like, oh, no.
So, I mean, like, I'm the reminder of what black people look like. So, she would always laugh at those jokes, but we took it with grace. Because our responsibility is to educate the audience that relationship like that, they do exist.
Absolutely.
You know, black and white.
You're reflecting life.
Society.
Absolutely.
Stanislavski had put it out there. You know, I think I was happy that it happened. It had a bit of pushback. But years after, people realized he's such a lovely guy who's a doctor, and he's a guy's guy, and he looks after his family.
Sure.
I think there are those fears that the audience think, ooh, he's probably going to leave after a kid.
Oh, yes.
And then...
Or she's dating the help.
So, yeah, I took that role knowing that it was going to be a rough ride.
Sure.
But thank God to Thandi Ramatisele. You know, she pushed the envelope and she wanted to really put black men in a different light.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But at a mental level, though, how do you prepare for the pushback? Because you're still human. You still have feelings.
Mm.
It will still hurt depending on what people are saying about you. How do you navigate and protect yourself from that?
I think for me, because when I grew up, I've always been bullied to be the dark guy.
Oh, yes.
You know, people were like...
Even by your own people.
Yeah, like umnyamani.
Yes.
Like, when we switch off the lights, we only see your teeth,
that type of thing. Yeah.
So when I was growing up, I was bullied a lot. But I think I found my confidence on the road.
Like,
I think Europe really opened my eyes because everyone was like, can we work with you on this? We love your look.
Yes.
This is that built my confidence. By the time I came back, I was like, it's fine, guys. I'm black.
Yeah.
And I'm beautiful. And I'm enough. And I'm and you'll not see this around the corner.
Exactly.
You know, I think because of me being confident in myself, that made sense. And, and it helped a lot, you know, then to be able to go out there and play all these roles.
Did you see some of the pushback and some of the comments?
I did
about
see
the relationship. Are there any that maybe might have touched a nerve?
Not really, man.
Yeah.
Not really. I've done a lot of inside work.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of inside work for myself. I remember Dr. John Kani came out and said when he did a play years back, I think it was at the Market Theatre.
Yes.
You know, he faced something like that.
I remember.
So I was comforted in that. And I was like, no, I really think it's great that he could come out and say, but I've done my inner work.
Like, and Dr. Kani did this when it was illegal for black and white to even touch each other. And still he did it.
And he survived. Yeah, I think for me, I'm fine. Like, not much gets to me. Eh?
Yeah.
Not much gets to me. And I don't know why. Because when I was young, I was very sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, people would say things and I'll go to a corner.
You take
and
it personally. Yeah.
Yeah, but now I don't know. I just.
You know what? Maybe it is because I was also bullied as a kid.
Okay.
But because I learned how to deal with unkind people from childhood, I almost feel like it was preparing me for the industry I'm in right now.
Oh, I see.
And so I always say there's nothing you can throw at me that will hurt me more than I've been hurt before.
Oh, that's slick.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's
so slick. So when you say you've done the work, sometimes the work was done for you in what was thrown at you as you're coming up.
Yes.
It's only when you look back that you realize that, oh shit, all this stuff they were saying to me and about me as a child that I survived. Why would I as an adult not be able to deal with it?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Beautiful, yeah.
So for me, that's how I see that my bullying was part of my prep for the industry.
For the industry that you're going to.
Absolutely. Yeah. What were some of your learnings overseas? That you'd say maybe prepared you for where you are now?
A discipline.
Yeah.
Arrive on time, be prepared.
Mm.
We pay you to do the job, do the job.
Sure.
And be great and excellent at it.
Sure.
We trust you
because
we've given you the opportunity.
Sure.
Because I remember when they called me for The Lion King, can't speak much of the show that I was doing at the time.
Yeah.
But I auditioned for The Lion King and... John and Clem and them said to me, are you available to fly to the US the following week?
Yeah.
It was one of those things. And I'm a young boy standing there. I'm like, what do you mean?
Mm.
And luckily, I had studied in the US 5 years before that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I've got a visa. They said, you have a visa? I said, yes. Then they said, we need you in Florida by next... What Kelly's going to contact you.
Yeah.
And that's how I really left.
Oh, wow.
It was like a wow moment.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, what a moment. So... Yeah, so I think what I've learned there is that they value talent.
Mm.
You know, they pay you for what
they reward talent.
Yeah, they really, really reward talent, and also I think I just got to learn from the best. You know,
yeah.
I mean, the directors that directed different shows on Broadway, and I've always been Broadway from day one. I know every musical that exists in the world.
Yeah,
you know, if this was New York, I'd probably be on stage,
absolutely,
and do less and less television.
Yeah,
but I also love TV because of what it, you know, the stories it tells, and because in this country there's so much TV.
Yeah,
but it's just be on time, be great, focus. It's your legacy, it's your name.
Yeah.
The people will always remember for the good things you've done.
And you know, taking nothing away from our scene, an actor friend of mine that's done work in the US was telling me similar.
Mm-hmm.
That taking nothing away from our scene, in the US they hold you to such a standard that you can't afford to mess up even once.
Yeah.
He was like, in Hollywood, often everything is one take because everyone is ready and prepared, and they're paying you so much. You better be prepared.
You gotta be prepared.
Because otherwise, why are we paying you the big money?
Yep. And also, they take time to rehearse.
Yeah.
They let you know what to expect.
Yeah.
You rehearse for a long time.
Yeah.
Because it's important. Once you say that, if you don't say that line, the lighting doesn't change. There's four giraffes that have to come on stage. You didn't say that. Then people are falling backstage. So, I mean, it's just like you have to think of that.
Sure.
You can't be Baba last on
it. You can't be Baba last.
You can't be Baba last on the Lion King.
Because now poor giraffes don't know what to do.
Now the elephant can't come up. And it's just, it's always, and that whole day is a lot of millions, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, they pay you a lot of money, but they also trust that you'll come to play, you know, and be incredible.
Sure.
Yeah.
You auditioned, what, 3 times for The Lion King?
Yes.
But you kept coming back for more. On some, I know this is my role.
Yeah, man.
Where did you get that, never say die, never say never attitude? Because for a lot of people, one audition is enough. I move
and
on.
They're like, I can't, yeah. I think my grandmother.
Yeah.
Because when I grew up, I'd walk to school barefoot sometimes.
Mm.
If the shoes that they gave me were not tight enough.
Sure.
So it was probably better to walk barefoot.
Absolutely.
You know, just to bear. Yeah. It's serious.
Yeah.
And then would come back home and then she would bake fish.
Mm.
The people who know fish, the fish carapau.
Ah, yes.
And then she would put them in the buckets and then we'd go sell.
Yeah.
So I think from then on, my humble beginnings in terms of you have to make it happen.
Sure.
No one else can make it happen.
Mm.
You know, but I knew, I mean, I knew I could sing.
Yeah.
I mean, no one can tell me I can't sing. I could sing almost every male artist in this country.
Yes, sir.
You know, in and out.
Yes, sir.
I'm not scared of that. And I don't need to be validated in that.
Sure.
And I think maybe I just thought it's not my time.
Mm.
I thought, you know what, Nick? It's not your time. Also understand that everything happens at the right time.
Sure.
And actually, it wasn't my time.
Mm.
Because there are things I needed to learn first.
Absolutely.
Before I, you know.
Yeah, because often by the time you've done the third audition, you've become more seasoned.
Yes. And you know you know what they need.
Yes.
You've danced, you sang, you've done the scene before and over and over again.
Mm.
You know, and you also did that random post office job here and there.
Yeah.
I remember I worked at the post office. Shout out to the post office guys for sending letters all across the country.
What were you doing at the post office?
So inside the post office you pack.
Yeah.
I think they call it mail sorting.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
So were you in the sorting?
Yeah, there are people in there who are taking P.O. box, take it there. It is a lot of work.
So that was you?
Back in the day.
How old were you?
I think I was probably just like 19, 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did that to survive, you know. A gig there, a church gig there. And I still have a choir in Nelspruit. And they're like, where's our album? I'm like, guys, I hope we can get the time.
Was there a song that kept you sane as you were sorting mail out at the post office? That
maybe
you used to hum or sing?
You know, there are certain, especially because I come from the gospel background.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think there's a song that I used to like.
I'm sure you know you were singing He Shall Deliver because you were there in the post office.
They say, Gonke Gienzeka, call Oguye.
Yes, sir.
That says everything happens, but you have to keep belief.
Absolutely.
That song I always really loved. Yeah.
In fact, you know what we're going to do? We're actually going to actually jump to our game.
Sure.
It's called The Musical.
Sure.
So, Nicholas Nkuna, the musical.
For sure.
It's a movie or a series about your life.
Correct.
Who would play you in a musical or a movie about your life? If you're not playing yourself, who would you have played you?
You know, there's a guy that I really like, and I haven't seen him in a long time. Richard Likunku, I love you, brother. Shout out. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
But he's quite an incredible actor.
Sure.
Yeah.
But can he sing?
That's the thing.
It's a musical.
And I also don't know if Lemohang can sing.
Yes, sir.
So,
So you'd have to do it yourself then?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough thing because there's only Nag music we can sing.
Yeah.
There's Nag and me. I don't know if there's a few guys who can do more than one thing. But
sure.
Yeah. But shout out to Nak as well. He's done it really beautifully.
Anyway, so would it mean Nick Soul, the musical, or would it be Nicholas Sipho Nkuna, the musical? Which one would it be?
I think it'll be Nick Soul, the musical.
Okay.
Yeah, Nicholas Nkuna has a lot of things that are very protected.
Okay.
In terms of just my depth and my spirituality.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, Nick Soul is out there. It's just like, I like to go out there and play as Nick Soul.
Absolutely.
But Nicholas, I pray a lot. I'm a very... I'd prefer, you know. So I was telling a friend of mine that if I was just acting and I didn't have to be famous, I'd do it.
Yes.
Because for me, the attention of having to every day, you know, twa, you know.
I've said this for 30 years.
What did you say, Fresh?
That if I could do this anonymously, I would.
Oh.
I don't like the attention. I don't enjoy the attention. For me, it's part of my calling. But if I could do it without the attention, I'd be happier.
Oh, that's dope.
I don't like attention, my dude. I don't like your...
I thought I was the only
one. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
But you know that there are guys that love it, right?
I know that guys
like I've got friends who like... I can look at them and when the cameras come, they see their charge.
They get red. You know?
look. The grace of God has given us these gifts to reach people.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, to reach people, that means you have to be known in one way or the other. But it's just, it can be a mess.
If I had thought of them Zege idea when I started this career,
you would have done it.
I'd be the radio guy in a mask that no one knows.
Man.
But it's a bit too late now.
Yeah.
So Nick Soul, you know, the musical.
For sure.
It's a 6-part mini series.
For sure.
And you'll play yourself at the adult side of things. Mm. Childhood. What song would punctuate your childhood? And tell us about that song.
Maybe the song Ma Wungange Lulije Jesu. Yizwa amazwi yami lapho ubabiza abanye ma ungizwe nami. That slightly almost became emotional because, like, you know, your story is
it's okay, my man. Do we have Kleenex? Please give us Kleenex.
What are you doing to me?
Why are you so emotional about that song?
Because 1 second it's nothing, and then the next is God showing off with you, and I'm absolutely amazed to be here. The grace of God is sufficient in a way that it's a shocker, and I'm a living example to every young kid.
True.
Who's chilling at the rural areas.
Selling fish with Ugogo. You know?
You know that there are people who are sitting there and they have nothing and nowhere to go and there's no hope for them.
True.
But to sit here today and speaking to the world, for me, it means that the grace of God has seen it sufficient. And to every young kid there, that you have a chance.
Sure.
And all those chances are there out for you. So I think it's just being amazed by the fact that 1 second you are nowhere to be seen.
Yes, sir.
And the next God has made so much room for you. I didn't think that was going to be that. Sorry about that. But
So let's talk about that song. So did Gogo play that a lot? Did you hear it a lot on the radio? Was it sung at church?
It was more of a church song.
Yeah.
Yeah. That also hear me, see me.
Yes, sir.
When you call others, I'm also here. I exist.
True.
And the fact that you see me is so humbling. Yeah.
Let's go to your teenage years.
Yeah.
What were the big songs at the time? That, you know, most kids had a songbook where you wrote down lyrics or songs you want to dedicate to the girl you like. What are the big songs in your teenage years that would appear on Nick Soul the musical?
My neighbor, there was a lady, Unondo, she was a beautiful girl. Yo, a gas in the neighborhood. She was so beautiful.
But she was older than you.
She was way older.
Yeah, there's always an older girl.
She had a songbook. There was this song, Who Do You Tell? Tamia.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why, because maybe I heard them sing it all the time.
Yeah.
Who do you tell when you love someone?
Yeah.
Hoping that's and it was the time when we were teenagers and we were falling in love.
Sure.
Or maybe we had crushes.
Yes.
You know? And that song was quite nice because it existed in a lot of songbooks.
What song made you believe I have found the one? Like the first time you thought you were in love. What was that song at the time?
There was this girl that I was in love with.
Yeah.
How
old were you?
Who lived... I was still young, 16.
Okay.
Who lived by the park.
Sure.
Kelly and Nelly's... what's that song again? Love and Want and Need. That's the original...
Okay.
I love you.
Ah, yeah.
But I don't know what it's called, the remix.
Mm.
Oh. What is it called?
Dilemma. Yes, yes.
That song made me want to fall in love so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the chick lived by the park. Mm. Also, she didn't know. But
yes.
Also, I think... I really dog at 5+5 for me it was tough. It was never gonna happen.
you know what the weird thing is for me.
For sure.
So for instance, there's a girl I liked, and we're in high school.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I didn't know that she was seeing a guy from university that drove a car. Me, I used to take taxis to go to her school and see her. And I'd mac on her, and we ended up going out.
Okay.
Then one day, there's no transport to take me from her school. Her school is out of town.
Mm.
There's no transport to take me back to town after visiting her. Do you know who she asks for a lift for me?
Fresh.
The guy.
Oh, man.
So this dude gave me a ride back to boarding school. Can't tell the guy who...
Obviously, he didn't know.
No, he knew eventually.
The weird thing
is we are friends right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, not cool, but... Well, it's cool that you're friends.
No, but the point I'm making is whether you have a car or not should not be the reason you don't mac on a girl. I believe if you give her a reason to like you, she will. Never let it be about the car or the money.
Because I guess when we were young, we always thought, eish, ngobang na moto.
Exactly.
Ngobang ya swear.
Yeah.
And also, you also look at the background of where you come from.
Yes.
And I don't know, when we were young, we thought all those things mattered.
Sure.
And they don't.
That's what I've learned. Yeah. I've learned that if you get a girl's attention, you make her laugh, you make her feel like she's the only person that matters at that moment. Often, that's more than enough.
You heard, gentlemen? You heard?
So if you're even just walking, walk into her heart.
Yeah, walk into her heart.
Absolutely. Anyway, Nick Soul, the musical.
Sure.
What song would you say? I'm looking for the right words here. What song would you say is what kept you sane and in touch with home when you started your world travels? You were in the US at some stage, you were in the UK at some stage.
Mm-hmm.
What is that song that kept you from being homesick? Or you were so homesick, you sang it all the time.
Oh, that's a good one. Probably Judith Sipuma's Memutswadi, because that would then would make me miss home and my mom.
Okay, let's hear your rendition of it.
Wangudisha kabuyima, hey Memutswadi. Kyalebuka memutswadi omphile lerato wampumula miyoho
yo
hey wanputapu ta kyalebu khamemutswadi ayelebo ayeleyelebo
yo
that song
yo.
That song is...
Yo.
I hope I didn't butcher your lyrics, shoot it.
My man, how were you scared of that older girl in high school when you could have just sung?
I know.
Me, I would have walked past the house singing every day.
Yeah, that song made me miss home because it made me miss my mom. And I know my mom prays for me all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and she's also... went through a lot. She's got her own story, and I always say to her, you have to tell your story.
No, but you're the storyteller. You know? Why don't you tell mama's story?
For sure. Yeah, we spoke about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo. What is it about Ma, would you say?
The thing, I always call her Sisnora.
Yes, sir.
It's her strength.
Mm.
Her being able to listen to the voice of God the way she did,
because
she knows her story.
Sure.
And her being able to support me in every single way and pray for me in every single way. And really be the reason of God and be the woman who'd do anything for me.
Sure.
I think she's the one who's taught me love.
Mm.
Really, that love is really good, you know.
Mm.
And also, I think some of us have to be grateful because, you know, as life comes, life goes, you know. A day today is a different day tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
So I cherish her a lot.
Mm.
And I'm very fortunate to have a woman like that who really stands for good and prays for me all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick Soul, the musical, the first song you wrote. Your first original song that you wrote.
First original song?
Yes, sir.
Ah, it's probably my first original. Maybe the number won't be correct, but yeah. There's a gospel group that we had at home, we still have, called Rhythm.
And is that not the band you owe an album?
Fresh cover. I don't want to put it that way. Bendula, I hope you're listening, but yeah, we owe the band an album, bro.
Exactly, exactly.
Maybe there was a Tsonga song that I remember very, like, loudly in my head called Nako Kenza.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe that's probably one of
the songs. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear
so
it.
That one goes, Yeso wanga unima timba, Yehova wanga muhanyisi. Then it goes, Hallelujah, Yeso, Osia matilo, Naku kenza shi kwembu. They all know that. They're probably thinking, Vele, you also know about. So that's a Tsonga song, yeah, and of my Tsonga heritage.
Yes, sir.
You know, because I am Tsonga, and people always think I'm Zulu.
Mm, mm. And Tsonga is such a dope language.
It's an amazing language.
Yo.
Tsonga is an amazing language. But obviously, when you get to Joburg,
yeah,
you know, once the industry looks at you, they go, okay, he looks Zulu, and yeah, he can speak Zulu. Yeah, he's Zulu.
I'm Zulu.
I'm Zulu, no fast. And I'm Zulu.
I'm poet.
So there's hardly Tsonga roles available.
Sure.
And that's a reality. There's hardly Venda roles available.
Mm.
There's hardly Swati roles available. Sure. You know, maybe it's because we do the work, you know, outside of acting, because part of my, you know, my other work I do is the writing and the producing, the stuff we're getting into.
Mm.
But I always think about, you know, Swati, Tsonga, Venda.
Sure.
We all have to create more. It's not just, you know, Mubango only, you know.
So maybe part of your journey should be singing in those languages more, so that at least there's movement.
Yes.
Don't wait for the roles. You could create a song.
You could create a song and rock.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, why wait?
Why wait?
Yeah. Two more songs from you.
Yeah.
Nick Soul, the musical. When things are bad, things are down, like when it's bad, 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 what's that song that picks you up?
Oh, the song that picks me up.
Yes, sir.
Maybe it's a gospel song.
Or the song that has carried you out of darkness, out of a dark spot or period in your life.
Maybe it's Juanita Burnham.
Mm.
I don't mind waiting.
Okay.
Because I've known the song for a long time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and it repeats the same thing.
Okay. Let's hear it.
It just goes, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord.
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah.
It changes keys, but whenever I listen to the song, I don't mind waiting. Then I'm able to get rid of the feelings.
Yes.
Because I don't mind waiting. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure every time you sing, God says, Gabriel, look what I've done, eh?
I hope so. I hope so. Because I always say, I think because of the stuff that I've been doing,
because
you, like you said, you've seen a lot of my stuff for years, and I'm aware that you've seen stuff.
Yeah.
Because you've mentioned
my man,
it
I was
to me.
Posting your stuff before it was fashionable to repost people.
I know, but the constant stuff that I get from people is that I feel better by listening to that. Or someone would say, I wasn't prepared to cry, but I don't know why I just cried.
Yes,
or someone would say, there's something healing about it.
Mm.
So I understand that with singing, there's a deeper connection outside of your voice.
Absolutely.
There's something in here that carries the message. Yeah.
You know what it is, I believe?
Okay.
That people also pick up your genuineness from your voice. You can hear when a person is singing from here. You can tell when a person is singing from here. But you can also tell when a person is singing from the heart.
Oh.
You sing from the heart.
Oh.
That's probably why
you
might sing a song that someone else has done, but it lands differently.
Okay.
Because often you sing from here.
Okay.
I believe.
I take that.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
I think that is the difference.
Yeah, that's there's the difference, guys.
Sing from the heart.
Be real.
And you know, people buy into that.
Yeah.
People want to be able to relate to you, and often how real you are is the difference.
Yeah.
Often my coming back to listen to more of you is based on, this person touched me because they sang from here. Or I felt like they're talking to me and no one else.
I'm with you.
That is how you connect to people. The minute you connect to people, because nobody ever forgets how you make them feel. Ever.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I think it is.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So we're wrapping up Nick Soul the musical.
Yeah, bo.
It's at the end now. It's been a dramatic 6-part miniseries.
Sure.
At the end of a musical, we need your victory song. The song that says, I've come this far and I kick butt because God uses me to show off. What is that song?
You know what, Fresh, it's a recent song.
Yes, sir.
And it's a song on my album. And everybody who hears the song says the same thing.
Yes, sir.
It's called Umona.
Okay.
It's featuring the incredible Thembisile Ntaka.
Okay.
You know Thembisile Ntaka?
Yes, sir.
The lady from Adila.
Yes, sir.
It goes, Kumbula, akuwonke umuntu ojabula nawe, qaphela. You don't have to let nobody know. Keep it on the low. Gento yenzayo. Vigel is in dosa. Ko. Domnyama. Shayum tandazo. Unga pela mandla. Avastandi kunjalo. So that's the song.
Yeah.
And then she comes in with this big voice.
Absolutely.
And then she commands so much space.
I remember interviewing her
easily
20 years ago on YFM.
Because she's been around.
She's that voice is incredible. So fact that, so this is on the forthcoming album.
Yeah, this is recent, yeah.
Yeah.
She... Like, I don't know what to say about Thembisile Ntaka. Yeah. And I've worked with a lot of ladies because...
She's a special talent.
Ah! Thembi's voice...
She's a special talent.
Thembi's voice... But anyway, I don't want to get into the politics of why it's very difficult to be a musician and be successful.
Mm.
You know, you would give a 10-hour masterclass about this, Fresh.
Mm.
You know, but I bless you, Thembi. I pray to God that God gives you the chance to showcase, because there's something that you have in your hand, and I just feel like it's unfair that people and the world isn't hearing that.
Absolutely.
Because you hear her voice, absolutely, you're stunned. Yeah.
And I think a lot of artists deal with that frustration, that everyone knows that this is a special talent, but for some reason, it's not moving. And that I see it even with just young producers.
I'm with you.
Some of the biggest songs on dance floors right now are from kids producing in a very basic studio.
Oh, man.
They're burning up dance floors.
Oh, man.
But these kids are not getting bookings. They're not even getting interviews. You know what I mean? So for me, I understand how much frustration there is out there.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these kids would DM me. They want advice.
Yeah,
do I release my stuff? Sure. Why do you think there's no movement? And I wish there was a formula. Because if there was a formula, we'd be able to give it to every kid to go out there and succeed.
But then do you think the whole Dreamgirls movie says the truth that the industry is half bought? Because And I want to get into this, but
I wouldn't. You know
what I mean?
You know, there's a lot of unsavory things that happen.
Lots and lots.
And lots of unsavory people within the industry. And, you know, whether you want to admit it or not, there is gatekeeping to a certain extent.
Yes.
Because the fact that I can pay a radio station to play my song, I can also pay a radio station not to play your song. Because I believe it might get in the way of... No, I've heard that. That's the turn that payola has taken over the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Where I've heard of people, and I know them by name, of people paying for someone else's song not to be put on high rotation so that my song can get more traction. That's the kind of industry we're in, unfortunately.
But also, apparently, because of social media, these kids can now go there and, you know, and reach their own audiences. So major label is finding that, you know, that's hard for them because these kids are making it right here.
Sure.
And they're creating their own audiences right here, meaning they're stealing a bit of the major.
Hence, I always say to these kids, don't wait for a record deal to put your music out there. Don't wait for a record deal. Put your shit out there. Because the minute you put your shit out there, then you have your catalog out there.
Yes.
The day you have a massive hit, people Googling you for that massive hit, they're going to find another 100 songs that they can support.
Yeah.
Because you haven't been waiting for a deal. You've been releasing your stuff anyway. So guys, release your music. Don't wait for a deal. Music was meant to be in people's hearts and minds and souls.
Yes, sir.
Not on your hard drive.
Yeah.
It's useless on your hard drive. So put it out there, guys.
We're here. Let us listen, guys.
Let us listen. Let us decide.
Yeah.
Not some record company exec that half the time thinks they're more important than the artists themselves.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, you... wondering if you should agree with me or not.
No, I agree with you. No, because I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
No, I can't say this because really, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it is the same. It's like I remember there was a PR that I hired years ago.
Yeah.
But I was like, look, you and I are working together, but...
You're on the red carpet with me.
But why are you always the first person on the red carpet? I think it's such a Johannesburg, South African industry. PR people, I love you all, you know. We meet each other there. But I think it's in terms of brand building, it is important that if you want to be famous. But then it happens all the time where the people who are standing right there in those doors want to be seen and recognized. But then be very clear if that's what you want to do instead of, you know, getting into work.
Dude, I've seen it. I've seen it with series and movie premieres.
Yeah.
That half the people on the red carpet are PR people. You know what I mean? That represents some of the actors on the red carpet also. And I'm like, what are you doing? Surely you should be behind the scenes, pushing the artist.
So,
but join the red carpet with them.
And I think it's those industry things that will never change. Do you think it will change?
We don't see it in other markets. Surely it should change.
I hear what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's massive stars with massive PR people, but you never see those PR people on the red carpet.
Yeah.
But you know who does that PR.
But you know who does their PR. So, yeah, I mean, hey.
You should be so good at PR that your name is out there without you being on the red carpet.
That's true.
Then you're really good at PR.
That's true. Yeah, well, would it change?
Or people are Googling you because, like, this, you know, we see the work they're doing, but we don't know who this person is.
Because that works. People turn to, let's say your song is number one on radio.
Yeah.
People want to know who plugged this song.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily because they want you to be famous. Mm. They know, okay, so clearly he works.
Sure.
You know, so it's the same as the PR thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You see? Nick Soul, the musical. From my mouth to God's ears, we need Nick Soul the musical, and Nick will play himself. We'll find a child that can sing, so, you know, for the childhood part of the musical, then the kid can do that.
I know my best friend Denise Zimba always said,
"Yeah,
no, I need to tell your stories. Your story is so monumental and shocking to me." I'm like, "Not really."
Which part of your story is shocking to Denise Zimba?
I think. Because she had come to me to see where I come from, and she was like, "Man,
as in at home village."
Yeah, she was.
So where is your home village?
Home is Schoemansdal. I've told people this. Schoemansdal is probably just 5 km away from Swaziland.
Okay,
And also the other border gate to Mozambique is not far.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just Skumanzal, rural areas, humble beginnings.
Mm.
She had come, my grandma was still alive at that time.
Sure.
Yeah, which maybe some stuff I'll write in the book about that. But I think just after our journey coming out of that, she was like, your life is for me absolutely like...
It can only be God's grace, my dude.
Yeah. I think that's why earlier on when you asked me that question,
yeah,
I said that, you know, and I'm blessed with people in my life who are very honest with me, whether I'm wrong or right, to say, why are you, like who leaves a job and then 3 kids down the line gets hired? That's like, God, there's something about your journey and and the grace of God that you need to figure out what it is, you know.
Oh, don't question it. Sometimes we're looking for answers.
I think it's amazing.
But there's no question.
But I feel like for me it's beautiful to understand, because then when you understand you are able to appreciate. You know, I mean, you're able to appreciate what it is. You know, where that source that brings you life, what it is. You know, then you're like, oh, I see that, and I give grace to that.
Because maybe I look at things differently.
Okay.
Because often we want answers when things are good or bad.
Oh, okay.
But I'm always, whether it's good or bad.
Okay.
And my name means the will of God, Tato, Yamodimo. So I firmly believe whether it's good or whether it's bad, it's God's will, and you must work through it, especially if it's bad. There's always a lesson. And I've said this for the last 5 years. Don't waste the crisis, especially your own.
Do you believe things happen for a reason?
I firmly believe things happen for a reason, and often you are exactly where you're meant to be, but you're not meant to be there forever. You know what I mean?
I like
that's
that.
Why for me, like every piece of bad anything that has happened to me, I've drawn a lesson from it.
I like that.
And sometimes the lesson is simply wake up. Sometimes the lesson is maybe you're too comfortable.
I like that. I like that, Fresh.
You know, sometimes the lesson is you've been complacent.
And when you look back, do you always feel like when you're out of it, or out of a bad situation, is it always the same, that was worth it?
The thing is, I don't look at it in terms of was it worth it or not, because it's there.
It happened.
You know what I mean? So I don't attach currency to it.
Okay.
But what I know, though, is I'm not going to waste the fact that I went through it. I will find the lesson, and I will learn from that lesson. And if I am able to make money from the lesson, I will make money from the lesson. But don't waste the crisis.
Preach, Fresh.
Because otherwise you're there for what?
Are you guys hearing this?
You know what I mean?
This is beautiful. What you just said. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What you just said is absolutely beautiful.
I want to play one last game before we let you go. It's called When Last. And when the first question was going to be, when last did you cry? But it just happened here. So before now, when last did you cry, my dude?
When last did I cry?
Yes, sir.
I think I cried when we had a listening session and the album was done.
Oh yes.
And
is it tears cry or is it
tears
cry.
Of joy?
Oh, okay, so it's not a
No, it's tears of joy. Unless you meant pain tears.
Yeah.
But joy pain was when I listened to the album and I was like, God, I'm featuring Judith Sipuma on my album.
Yo.
Then that all of that made me cry. Yeah, so that made me cry.
How many tracks on the album?
We have 14 tracks on the album.
So you're going all out, my dog.
Yeah, and then we've got CC, Thembisile, and Judith. I've featured females only.
Yo.
It's called Timeless, and it is, if I have to say so myself, really a piece of work that could make anyone cry.
Coming out in November.
Yeah, 22nd November. We're rolling out.
When are we getting a single out of it?
Ngizwe is already out. Actually, it comes out today.
Oh,
the first single, Ngizwe.
Yes,
but it's such a soft launch. And then Thembisile Ntaka comes out next month.
Okay.
That's quite a big launch.
Mm.
So we don't know. I'm not pushing back anything. I think people deserve, like you said, people deserve the music.
Yeah.
This whole thing of having to pre-plan everything and be nervous about everything is, sometimes doesn't work.
Which song from the album did you listen back to and say, oh, flip, this is me?
Okay, that's a good question. I think it is the Nick Soul featuring Judith Sipuma, High Home.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're listening.
Give us a sample. But now I must sing that.
Yeah, give us a sample. How?
And I sing in Pedi as well.
Cheers up,
boy. Hi, Ramataku, Riba Pala, Kantle. Let's at Silly Shabile, Banabara Luca, Banabarama, Diromo. Huna Lira, Ato. Ripila Katse, Epo. Resina matata ki hopula haye. Maybe it's because, see, I've heard while I was singing it now, I've just realized maybe that's that, home thing.
Yes, absolutely.
That, that it all began there.
Yes.
Maybe that's why I love the song.
But also, that is a very Judith Sipuma theme.
Yes.
That's the kind of song Judith would actually sing. It makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah, we called in the hotel. No, in fact, we wrote the song for her. When we called in the hotel, she just came and she sat down and just listening to the song. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, God, it's Judith. I'm so nervous. And everybody, I remember KB Mutsilanyan was with us in the room because she was working on a project. And then she listens and then she's like, I like it. I like it. I think it's a nice song.
Yeah.
So now someone must say to Judith, so are you going to sing the verse? Fresh, that was not going to be me. And then I left the room. My producer, I think my producer was like, please, Judith, please sing it. She was like, no, I'll clearly sing the song. I really love it. So, I mean, it was written for her, you know, because that's a very Judith thing.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's
dope. When last did you have a fond memory of Gogo?
Oh, man. A fond memory.
Yes.
I think I remember. I was still in the Lion King when I came back, because then I would fly here, then travel all the way down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that day because there are certain pictures that were taken that day where we just sat and had a day, you know, and just really, and maybe that would have been the last time I saw her as well, because when this happens, I don't think I was around.
Yeah,
I had to come back. So it was just a day.
But were you able to bury her?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But it was just a day of family, and also Coco is the person who brought us all together.
Yeah,
with my mom and Uncle Ben and all of those people.
Mm.
And since she left the earth, like, you know how families are, you know, slowly separate.
Yeah, when the glue is gone.
You know, when the glue is gone.
Yes.
And hence the song that I was telling you about, this high home with Judith.
Yeah.
We were very, even when we wrote it, because I said, when you are, you know, when you arrive at your grandmother's place and it no longer looks the same.
It's not the same.
Like the people that used to be there are no longer there.
Yes. Even if it's not maintained anymore.
Yeah, I know, Fresh.
It's sad.
All you have are these beautiful memories.
Yeah.
You know, and running in your head, but that's all you've got.
Yeah. When last were you in love?
When last? Truly, truly, truly in love, maybe like 7-8 years ago. Yeah, truly in love.
Yeah,
I think maybe it was a relationship that I had given too much to, but I was traveling. Didn't work because of the long distance. So I felt betrayed.
Sure.
In a way, I felt betrayed. My album, Therapy, speaks about that, actually.
Oh, you
my
went
first album.
So you went Adele on us.
Yeah, no, the whole album.
You poured your heart into the album.
Those who know, they know about this album. Because people were like, hey, why were you so deep in this album? Yeah, but it's that. But I was also young. I was very young. And I think that sort of closed me off. And, you know, I had to heal. I had to attend therapy. I had to. And I was young, you know. But I take myself so serious. And
I'm a man of value and a man of standard.
Yes, sir.
That if I am to get in a serious relationship, you know, kumele ukuthi ngibe nomuntu o value themselves as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm not
so,
saying.
So, so is this you saying you are single right now?
Yeah, I'm single, available, roaming the streets.
Oh, so you're looking,
pushing my career. So, yeah, I mean, I mean, you have to always open your eyes.
Okay.
You have to open your eyes to.
You're always there.
You can't close yourself.
You're always
out.
There shooting videos with Denise. There. Maybe you're looking far, but you must be looking here.
You know, the people I've never dated Denise. I've never dated Cece. I've never dated any of these women.
So is this a disclaimer based on previous questions?
No, maybe. But I don't know. Somebody asked me this. Sonia asked me this.
Mm.
She was like, you're always around. Your most valuable friendships are with women.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's because I was raised by my grandmother.
Sure.
And I saw so much value in that.
Yeah.
And I've got guys friends. I've got a lot of guy friends. Mm. But Fresh, come on. Like, do you have female friends? Like genuine
just,
sisters.
Just one or two.
But you know what it's like, right?
Mm.
That it's different from the guy friends.
No, it's way different.
Yes.
It's way different. The conversations are different. The conversations often are more mature
than
you're with the boys, actually. You know, because boys sometimes, I always say, men are just boys who learned how to behave in public. That's all. We don't grow up. We just learn how to behave in public.
We don't. Thank you so much.
You can take a bunch of 60-year-old men, take them away from society.
For sure.
A weekend away.
For sure.
Just 60-year-old men. You see, boys.
Yeah.
The boys will reappear.
So then with women, the conversations are...
They're different.
Just
that
different.
They're deeper, they're more meaningful.
Yeah. And they call you out.
And sometimes they blur the lines is the only problem.
That's the only problem.
Yeah, sometimes they blur the lines.
But also, don't you think it's important that that is... Because a lot of people struggle with this out there in terms of, like, because you was a machita. No, but you can't be friends with a girl because it's going to end up, you know, there.
Mm.
But then for me, it's important to talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some female friends who came to me and said, I used to have a crush on you.
Yeah.
But then I realized that you came genuine.
Sure.
And I had to let go of that because I didn't want to lose you as a friend.
Mm.
You know, but for a long time I felt this way.
Sure.
So maybe the honesty for me helped to go, I didn't know if you had told me, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. In fact, I know you need to go to set.
For
right
sure.
Now. And my manager's about to have a baby. So we need to wrap up.
Okay,
we need to wrap up right now. When last did you feel like you've hit rock bottom? And what pulled you out of there?
When last did I feel that I've hit rock bottom?
And yes.
Oh, that's a good question. I think maybe when I... Because I hate making this about jobs.
Yes.
You know, but when I left my overseas career, I had felt like... I just thought, God, I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm.
And it might go either way.
Sure.
So maybe the scariest moment. I'm still young. I don't know what to do. You know, and also my most fear, Fresh, was that when I left my grandmother's home, I said to God in front of his face that I will never in my life be poor again. That wealth will always follow me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That this is an example of what not to have. You know, but then may every single thing I touch become of success. So maybe that was rock bottom because I was scared.
Mm.
You always, the kid in you thinks you will fall back to what you used to be.
Mm.
And most of the times it's not true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So where do we catch you? Okay, the album is out 22nd of November.
Yes, sir.
But where else can we catch you, support you, be a part of Nick Soul's life?
I think maybe just social media.
Yeah.
Because things come and they come and you know, every day. Nick Soul World everywhere.
Mm.
Nick Soul World, you'll find me on every social media, Twitter, Instagram, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Everything that exists.
And then you said you're available, you're on the market, you're taking CVs.
Yeah, but the standard is high. The standard is quite... I've put a very high standard for myself.
I mean, Okay, hashtag dating Nick Soul. What is the criterion?
Or maybe, look, I'm a man of God.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be okay, like...
So you need a praying girl.
Yes, that's number one. Yeah. Number two, I'm a very disciplined man. I'm a hard worker.
Yeah.
Have some sort of vision.
Okay.
When I get up and
Don't be a passenger.
That's a red flag for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not looking for a passenger.
Sure.
Like, I'm inspired by you doing what you're doing.
Sure.
And succeeding in what you succeed.
Absolutely.
I think that's
there's nothing sexier than a go-getter woman. Nothing.
And also just love your life. Be joyous. Just love your life.
Sure.
Love being in your own skin. Love.
Yes, yes.
You know, the funnier things are, the better.
Mm.
You know, so I think it's just that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you agree on this, but also have a life outside of our relationship. Because I don't want to be your crutch.
I almost forgot that
have one. A life outside of our relationship.
And
it's okay if we are not always together.
It's okay. It's okay, because that's a big debate in the dating game out there. It's a big debate.
I don't want to be dependent on you. I don't want you to be dependent on me.
For sure.
In terms of if I'm not with you, I feel like everything's falling apart. Have a life outside of my life.
Someone was saying that, you know, like, a woman would get mad because you were asleep when they were calling you. And that's just a call from God. God said, bodies must rest.
Exactly.
But somebody's going to be mad because you're asleep. So it almost feels like...
I don't think she's mad you're asleep. She's mad you didn't hear the phone when it rang.
Yeah, but I was just doing a natural thing. Like, I was asleep. I could just call back and say, hey, I was asleep.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like... But I'm with you. I think if you're busy, you've got your things going on, you love your life, you know, everything is great, and we're about to wrap up. As long as you know that you've got your things going on, we're good. That's all. Abalandeli is always a problem. And there are men who prefer women abalandela. It's fine. Just not maybe guys like us.
And for me, one of the important things is... For instance, even if we want to spend the rest of our lives together.
Sure.
And I have no issues with a man being a provider.
Oh, okay.
But if your partner drops dead today,
okay,
are you able to keep walking? For me, that's why it's important that you must still be able to have your own independence of sorts.
That's a good question.
That you're not becoming a child all of a sudden because now the provider is gone. Because then you're stuck. And all you're going to do is look for another guy that can provide for you because you don't know how to provide for yourself. I don't know. Maybe I'm too new fashioned.
No. You make sense. I side with you because... Yeah. That's how I feel, exactly.
My dude, it's been dope hanging out with
you. Man.
Like I said, been a fan for the longest time. I think you're an incredible talent. I think you are you're a godsend for a lot of people. The stories you tell through your music, through your stage work, through you being on television, in movies. It's not a coincidence. It's not a mistake, my dude.
For sure.
It's not a mistake.
For sure. No, thank you, Fresh. I appreciate you too as well.
Yes, sir.
And just your tenacity, your life, your story, the ups and downs, but you've remained so, you know, consistent in just, you know, riding for your purpose. And that for me, and I watch you all the time, so... And you inspire me a lot.
Thank you very much.
You know, and Lord knows how many desks you've played in the world.
And I'm not done. I'm gonna be here for another 20 years at least.
Yeah, because you also look good. You look young.
So take notes. You know what I mean? And I've got a new cut, a brush cut. So
the PR siyabonga for making sure go to Fresh Uchincha ama haircut. No, brother. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and all the best to you and your team.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Soul is about to leave the building. Thank you for tuning in. Another episode of Wow, What a Week, coming to you from AMP Studios, downtown Johannesburg. We're part of the Africa Podcast Network. Email us at waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Cinematography by Pezulu Works. Shout out Trevor and his team. All of our imaging by artist The Flow Fraser. And shout out to our executive producer, Gilitzo Mudisa King. Till next week, have a wow week in spite of yourselves.